This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Why is it taking you 5 years to get through college? I asked a student attending one of my campus lectures. He answered, because I changed my major from computer science to accounting after I discovered there are almost no jobs available for computer majors. Now, of course, there are plenty of computer jobs, but not for Americans, because big business would rather hire foreigners. It's all a matter of money. Corporations use their financial clout to get Congress to import foreigners who will work for half the salary Americans used to be paid for computer work. It's called the H-1B racket, and it's very profitable for the big corporations. This system is not the free market. It's politicians and corporations conniving to do an end run around our immigration laws in order to keep wages artificially low. The latest piece of chicanery is buried in the big Deficit Reduction Omnibus Reconciliation Act. The Judiciary Committee inserted language that will raise the annual cap on H-1B visas from $65,000 to $95,000, reissue other work visas up to $90,000, and exempt the H-1B's family members from the cap on employment-based immigration. This is estimated to increase permanent immigration into the United States by more than 350,000 aliens a year. Senator Robert Byrd tried to protect American jobs by deleting that amendment, but the Senate rejected Byrd's motion. This latest attack on U.S. workers comes on the heels of another backroom deal last fall. Congress then exempted from the annual H-1B visa cap 20,000 foreign students who get master's or Ph.D. degrees from U.S. universities. Then Homeland Security made a mistake and let in 10,000 more than Congress authorized. Senator Grassley lamented, "It discourages me to hear that Congress's limit may have been ignored."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. And if you've lost your job or want to know more about how the government is sending jobs overseas and importing alien workers, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free information on losing jobs to foreign workers. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or visit eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks in the world that we live in now, especially in this country of the United States, when you have a problem, when you have an argument and you have no facts, you have no logic there, you can always resort to reaching into that king size, that big industrial size deck of what we call the race cards. That's right. When nothing else works, when you can't make your point, nobody's listening to you, and you're not making any sense, you reach in and you get that race card and you slap it down because it's the only defense you have. Sometimes it's justified because sometimes we do have racial problems in this country, but most of the time it is not. And when you play that race card, you make yourself look like a damn fool. Case in point, the Ontario Police Department, that's right in the state of California, folks, they decided to do traffic checks to check for unlicensed drivers. I don't know about you folks listening to this program across the country right now, but those of us who live here in California or who have lived here in the state of California know that it is a massive problem for our state. We have thousands and thousands of unlicensed drivers, and many, many of those are illegal aliens. All parts of Southern California, from the oceans to the desert, from the mountains to the sea, have unlicensed illegal alien driver problems. That's right. So in Ontario, they decided to do something about this problem of unlicensed drivers, and they did it. Not just illegal alien unlicensed drivers, but unlicensed drivers, period. They pulled over a lot of people. That's what they did. Smart thing to do as far as I'm concerned. You check for drunks or you got to drag them out for a criminal, whatever. You pull over people to see if you can find what you're looking for. So they pulled over these people. They pulled over a lot of people. And that's when the race cards started flying from the deck as though they were being summoned by a world-class magician. That's right. One of the people pulled over at the checkpoint was a guy named Virgil Pena, a former human rights commissioner in Chula Vista, California. The police let him go after they confirmed that his driver's license was valid. And at that point, he noticed that many of the cars being stopped were driven by Hispanics. So he requested information from the city about the drivers being cited and the cars that were being impounded. The results, Pena said, were, quote, surreal, unquote. He went on to say, quote, it's beyond belief the amount of Hispanics vehicles being taken. All you see on the list is Gonzalez, Hernandez, Cervantes, Gomez, unquote. Pena was concerned, listen to this, because 286 cars were impounded that day. All but 34 were from people with Hispanic surnames. 323 citations were issued. 273 of that 323 were Hispanic drivers. 18 were white, 17 black, 3 Asian, and even had 12 others. Those are the ones that always get me, those others. Those are the best. That means that 88% of the cars impounded belonged to Hispanics and 85% of the citations were to Hispanics. Now, the city of Ontario's population in the year 2000, this is by the 2000 census numbers, was 60% Hispanic. But that was back in 2000, 6 years ago. And we know what's been going on here in the state of California since then. There's been a massive demographic shift. Now, I don't have the current figures on Ontario 6 years later, but I'm sure that population is now safely, I can say, in the mid-70s, okay? At mid-70s, maybe higher, but let's say 73-74%. So what do we have? A city with a 70-some percent population of Hispanics and an 88% population, number of impounded cars driven by Hispanics. That's not that far off, folks. I mean, come on. Now, if there was 10% there and 88% of the cars were for Hispanics, I would say, well, let's take a look. But this is not that bad. These numbers are close. That's not that far off. But there are two statistics that are missing from this total equation that Mr. Pena never even mentions. Number one, what were the races of all the people who were pulled over? Period. I'm not talking about those written up or those impounded. All the people pulled over, what were their races? And the second one, the second most important statistic that's missing is the races of all the people who just happened to drive down that particular street on the day of the checkpoint. Why do I say that? Well, that's simple. You can stand on many corners right here in Los Angeles, Riverside, Santa Ana, California, yes, even Ontario, for hours and not see anybody but Hispanic people drive by. So the fact that there's that many Hispanics whose cars were towed and that many Hispanics who were stopped and that many Hispanics who got citations and that many Hispanics who live in the city of Ontario, is it any strange reason why there wouldn't be that many Hispanics who are the ones who are victims of this law? If you want to use the term victims, no, it's right on the money. But no, he plays the race card. It's unbelievable to me that somebody would even say this, knowing that the numbers are close to what the number of those people living in the city are. My point. I totally agree with Mr. Pena and Mr. Pena's observation that these results were, quote, surreal, unquote. It is absolutely surreal that there were that many unlicensed Hispanic drivers in Ontario, California. Many of them probably illegal aliens in the state. It is absolutely surreal to me that people like Mr. Pena would defend the illegal activity simply because they happen to be the same race that he is. There are many, many other idiots out there who will scream racial profiling, which is absolutely ridiculous since the population numbers and the number of vehicles towed was almost the same. There are many people out there, nonetheless, who will step up and scream it because they totally miss the point that the laws are being broken. It doesn't matter that these laws are being broken. These people are driving without a license. I say anybody who drives without a license, anybody, I don't care what race they are, should have their car towed and should be put in jail. Not just given a citation. They should be locked up. At least for 30 days. Get your license straight. That's what I say. And if you're in the country illegally, I would have them all deported out here on the first thing smoking. But that's just me because I want to fix the problem. But no, Mr. Pena and other race hustlers out there will say, oh, look, they're racial profiling these people. Well, let's see. It worked out like maybe the same population of the people they took and the same population of the city is equal. And I would have them out there with the shopping bags sitting on the curb with the kids with a snotty nose crying, Daddy, how are we going to get home tonight? I wouldn't even care. But see, that wouldn't happen to me because I'd have them on a bus. I'd back up the truck. That's right. And if you're in this country illegally, you have 20 minutes to get your affairs straight because we're taking you out of here. You're going. We're going to deport you. Not without dignity. Not without a bottle of water and a bologna sandwich to keep you happy till we got you back to your home country. All that good stuff. But you'd be gone. And that's how you fix the problem. Not by giving them driver's license like one Bill Gilsadio wants to do. This is not racial profiling, folks. This is fixing a problem that the city of Ontario had. And I applaud them for doing what they did. And every other city in the country that does roadside checks of drunk drivers should be doing the same thing to check for people who don't have a license. And if they don't have a license, you take the car. If they are in the country illegally, you give them to ICE and have them deported. But if you're not going to do that, at least take the car and get them off the street. That's number one. And make them think about it the next time they drive. That's how you fix it. That's the name of that tune. If you want to fix it, or do you just want to talk about fixing it? This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hello, patriotic Americans. On Saturday, May 6th, please join me, Frank George, and Lupe Marino of Latino Americans for Immigration Reform and Shannon Magali of the Texas Minutemen in Crawford, Texas, to protest George W. Bush for failing to stop the illegal alien invasion of our country. For more information, go to areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com or call us at 661-633-3420. 661-633-3420. See you in Texas.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Many of us in law enforcement have come from military backgrounds. On Friday, November 11th, we celebrate Veterans Day. In 1921, an unknown World War I soldier was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Ceremonies occurred earlier in England and France, where an unknown soldier was buried in each nation's highest place of honor. These memorial services all took place on November 11th, the anniversary of the end of World War I, which was 11 a.m., the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. This day is now known as Veterans Day. On November 11th of each year, we honor the U.S. veterans who fought on our behalf to protect and serve, the highest calling our nation has. I served in the United States Marine Corps before becoming a deputy sheriff and say to you, Semper Fidelis. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
The Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. You know why? Because nobody else will do it. Yeah, some of them dabble in it. But you know what? We talk about it hardcore because it needs to be talked about. Our country is going down the drain because of illegal immigration, and somebody better step up and do something about it. I may get a little chance to tell you about a meeting I attended yesterday morning if I have a little time. If not, we'll get to it maybe another night. I want to welcome all those folks listening all around the country tonight and remind you, those of you who have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight listening in the city of Phoenix, Arizona, KFNX 1100 AM, KDON, KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada. And I want to welcome all the folks listening on the RBN, that's the Republic Broadcast Network all across the country. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, but don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight, folks, once again, proving that they are totally out of step with their party members, the Republican National Committee voted Friday to endorse a guest worker program. Unbelievable.
Forget the fact that the vast majority of Republican members, of which I am not a Republican, okay, let me state that, but the vast majority of Republican members are totally, vehemently against the guest worker program. Forget the fact that all this will do is further attack the wage of the average American and kill the middle class and even the lower class. Forget that. Forget the fact that it's nothing more than an amnesty for 20 million illegal aliens, allowing them to stay here and work legally. None of this matters, and further proves that the Republican elite continue to march in lockstep with pro-illegal invasion George W. Bush. And anybody that says he is not a pro-illegal invasion person is an idiot, a buffoon, and a maroon. You are an idiot if you believe that this man does not love this invasion that's happening to this country. They used as a reason Prop 187, and they claimed that taking a hard line against illegal immigration would alienate Hispanic voters, as Pete Wilson did in 1994, which they claim helped turn California into a Democrat-dominated state. 187 didn't do that. Illegal immigration did that, and the changing demographics of the state, you idiots. The fact that this debate even took place between Republicans shows the split over this issue in the GOP. There are those in the Republican Party who want our laws enforced. They are usually the party members who have to deal with illegal immigration on a day-to-day basis in one form or another. And then there's the elitist Republicans, those rarefied air breathers like Ken Melman and, yes, George W. Bush, who do not listen to their members, but they listen to big business and to a mythical, non-existent Hispanic constituency that they ain't never going to have. That's who they listen to. Excuse me. To those elitists, I would say this. Be careful of who you listen to and who you are loyal to, and be very afraid of who you piss off. Because these voters are tired, and they are sick of your shenanigans, Ken Melman and George Bush. They're tired of it. And you know what? Bush, you're a lame duck. You don't count. But Melman, your days are numbered too. The Republican Party and their membership is sick and tired. And you Democrats, the same. Your constituents are sick of the way you vote. You Howard Vermans and Jackson Lees and the rest of you. But you better start listening. Tonight, it's your turn, Republicans. The Republican National Committee, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Without further ado, folks, we are going to get to our guest tonight, a patriot, a true patriot, just back from Iraq serving his country. I want to welcome Alan Wall to the show. Alan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, Terry, it's great to be back here, and it's great to be on your show again.
Well, it's my pleasure, buddy. And I want to tell folks, this is a guy. He lives in Mexico. He earns his living down there. He teaches English in Mexico. He's married to a very beautiful Mexican lady and has two, am I correct, Mexican-born children, but they are American citizens.
Right. We have two sons.
Two sons. Alan is a man who was called to arms for his country and went. He served valiantly over in Iraq, just got back, and he made a very, very profound statement to me. He sent me an email that says, "Me being in Iraq really told me that it is very important that America close its borders and seal them." What was your reason for saying that, Alan?
Well, several reasons. One thing that really impressed me in Iraq is just the size and scope of our presence there. You know, we have, besides all the troops we have all these bases and a vast infrastructure, and we have all these bases. They have to be served, you know, with trucks. That's why we have those convoys there. They have to supply all those bases, and there's all these construction projects. Besides the troops, we have all these civilians over there. And we've actually made a physical mark on the territory of Iraq. It's so ironic when I look back stateside and I would see that the borders are still unsecured, you know, thousands of illegal aliens crossing the border. And when I, you know, I hear people say it's impossible to secure the borders, I just can't believe it after what I've seen in Iraq. Because I've seen, you know, in only a couple of years, what we have done over there as far as infrastructure goes and operations. And also I think about what the troops are doing there, including, you know, a lot of National Guard units, including my Texas National Guard unit. And basically, the things we were doing over there, we could just as easily do on the U.S. border. For example, we have...
be a lot closer to home, I tell you that.
That's right. Well, I mean, we've got guardsmen over there. They're patrolling, 24 hours a day. They are manning guard towers, defensive perimeters. They operate unmanned aerial vehicles. They do surveillance in the dark with night vision equipment. All these things they're doing, why can't they do the same thing on our own borders?
That's amazing. That question has been asked 1,000 times, Alan, and I'm going to tell you something. It makes no sense to anybody. We could do it for probably 100th percent of what it's costing to do it over there. And these guys would be here to be with their families every other weekend or whatever. I mean, they'd be close to home. But no, we won't do it, and that's a design. That's what I meant when I said George Bush is for this. George Bush can pick up the phone and have troops on that border within 60 days, maybe sooner, but he won't do it. Not he can't do it. He won't do it.
That's right. It's a failure of will. It's the technical means are available. The personnel are available. But it's the political will at the top. Like you were talking about the Republican Party, it's the elite of the party, not the grassroots.
Never. It's never the folks. It's always those in control. And the funny thing about it, Alan, every poll taken, every time they do a poll, it's always 80, 85, 90% of the people. You ought to see the stuff Lou Dobbs does. I mean, 97%, 98%. That's what his polls look like. That's Republicans who are angry about this and want it fixed. But no, the party, they won't listen. They will not listen. They want to do what they want to do, and they're going to do it their way. And we don't have a word to say about it unless it's with money or votes. It's the only way they listen.
Right. That's the only language they understand.
So, Alan, when you got back from Iraq, I assume you came back here to the States first.
Yes. We came back, and I was on a military base for about a week.
Okay. And was it any problem getting back into Mexico after you had left? Or?
Well, I used to have a work permit, because I needed a work permit to work here and live here. But I lost my job and my work permit when I was called up to go to Iraq.
Right.
So now when I re-entered, I entered with a tourist visa.
Ah.
So now I'm here on a tourist visa. If I happen to...
That's good for what, 6 months?
Yes, it's okay. Good for 6 months. So if I contract to get a job, then my employer will have to... deal with the Mexican government and help me to get a work permit.
Now, what happens after the six-month visa expires if you haven't found gainful employment?
Well, I'll have to
exit the country.
Go out and come back in.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. I mean, I understand that because whenever I go to Mexico, I always have a tourist visa also, and I only use it for a few days. But nonetheless, you have to be legal. You have to have the papers correctly. And as far as them making you have the correct documents to work, I totally agree with that. They should do that. Mexico is very good when it comes to that. They're very efficient, should I say, when it comes to making sure that people who come there to work have the proper documents, and they want to make sure you're not taking the job of any Mexican citizen, which is awesome. So fair.
Oh, exactly. I agree 100%.
I wish they wouldn't be hypocritical when we try to enforce such measures over here, because if we just did, if we patterned, Alan, our immigration and work visas and home ownership and everything else right after Mexico's, and they're voting, their voter cards and everything else, if we patterned it exactly like they did, we would have a very efficient society.
Oh, exactly.
And their border.
I've often said that. We need to emulate Mexican immigration,
yes,
and naturalization system, and we'd be doing a lot better.
It's an efficient system, and I applaud them for it. I just get kind of ticked off when their hypocrisy sticks through, and they tell us that when we do it, they say we're being nativists and we're being xenophobes and racists when we do the exact same thing as them.
But all right. And
go ahead.
They're in a big tizzy now about the... H.R. 4437, and the wall and all that.
The wall.
They're
the big wall. Yeah, they love talking about the wall. It's going to be more of a fence. But they
right.
love talking about the wall, and they compare it to the Berlin Wall, which is really stupid because the Berlin Wall kept people in. We're trying to keep people out. But it's just amazing to me that we are trying to do basically the same things as them. We're trying to protect ourselves. And I understand that protection is going to basically hurt their country, because the more people we keep out, the less revenue they're going to have, because they're not really doing a lot for their people to make the kind of money there they can make here. There are jobs there, but they cannot make what they make here. These people are not coming here because they're starving. They're coming here for the American dream, which they have no right to.
Right. The thing is, I've known a lot of people here. They have a job already, but they go to the United States for the simple reason they can make more money.
That's right.
It's not that they're all starving to death. You know, that's just a myth.
Right. And watch them come across the border, Alan. I've been down there. I've seen them. You don't see them with their ribs poked out or their faces all gaunt. You don't see that. You see healthy people coming across that border. And like I said, they're coming for the American dream. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They don't have a right to it unless they come. If they come here legally, I welcome. I welcome them to the American dream. But I do not welcome somebody coming here legally that comes here and gets it. That's not right. And it's not right for somebody to invade their country at the southern border for the Mexican dream. Because, Alan, there's a lot of places around this world, and I'm sure some of the places and conditions you saw over there in the Middle East, those people would be happy to move to Mexico and work as Mexicans for Mexican wages. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. Mexico is a lot better off than,
yes,
you know, many countries in the world.
Yeah, and people don't understand. There are people that would go over there and cut Mexican wages in half. You know
right.
what I mean? And
right.
what would they say? They would be upset. Well, buddy, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're safe. We worried about you. A lot of people said a lot of prayers in your name, and we thought about you a lot. We missed your pieces that you write, even though you did write a few while you were gone. But we're looking forward to reading those. We're looking forward to you being back full scale. I hope you get a job soon. Hope your life picks up down there. And I applaud you for being able to make a living in Mexico. I mean, it's not easy for an American to do. But I applaud you, and my best to your family. And we thank you for your service to this country. Whether people disagree about the war or not is irrelevant. The fact that there are Americans who go over there and put themselves in harm's way, we should be eternally thankful and grateful for that sacrifice. And to you, we say thank you.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Alan, we're going to get you on again at a later date, see how things are going. You stay in touch. Let me know how things are going. When you get a piece you need the word to get out on, you send it to me. We'll announce it on the air or whatever when you write some good stuff. All of it's good. And we appreciate having somebody down there with their eyes and ears open in a country that we have so much controversy about. But I personally love Mexico. I enjoy it when I'm there. I enjoy the people. I have no animosity towards them whatsoever. I am just against the hypocrisy. And once they come to my country illegally and step across that border, they become my enemy. There's no doubt about that. But when a Mexican stays in Mexico and comes here the correct way, I have no animosity whatsoever for them. So you give my best to the folks down there, and we'll talk again, buddy.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Alan, and thanks for staying up and coming on with us. I know it's late down there. My best to your family. You take care.
Okay.
All right, pal. There you go, folks. Alan Wall. Just served his country. He's been serving his country. He's been in the National Guard for some time. But here's a guy that went over there in harm's way. Didn't try to get out of it, you know, by doing some other type of service like some of our politicians do. No. They called him and he went. And it cost him his job, cost him his way of life and everything else. Now he's got to kind of get back into what he was doing. And we appreciate him for all that he has given up and for his service. He's a stand-up guy. You can read some of his stuff on V-Dare and other places. He writes a lot of good columns and we appreciate Alan very much. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. I want to say a few things before I go to break, though. When I talk about the stops there in Ontario, the point I really wanted to make was, you know, these municipalities have a right to do that. And the fact that the majority of the people were Hispanic that didn't have licenses, that's not the municipality's fault. It's the fault of the people who live there and tolerate this. And this guy, this Mr. Pena, who puts up with that, who says, well, that's okay because, you know, they just have to get to work. They have no right to be here. They have no right to come to this country illegally, and they have no right to work. I want everything they've got confiscated. I want the houses they buy confiscated. I want the cars they buy confiscated. I don't want the money to go back to the bank. I don't want the banks to get anything. The bank knowingly sells these people property and finances cars. That money should go to our government to fight this problem. Now, having said that, when are we going to start doing that? When are we going to start making these people understand that this is not a place for them to be? And the fact that people are gasping, did you hear what he said? Yeah, I said it. I ain't ashamed of it. I got no teeth marks in my tongue. You know what I'm talking about? My point is that we have got to start enforcing our laws, and we have got to start fixing these problems. And the way to do it is to make these people's lives as uncomfortable as we can here in this country. I'm not talking about immigrants. I'm talking about illegal aliens. There is a difference, and anybody that says there isn't is an idiot and a fool. The demographics are changing here, and that demographic change is brought on by illegal immigration. Our legal immigration laws have not changed to the point where we've got that many people coming in here. They are too high, but the illegal immigration is what's feeding it. And if you think it's not a problem, I want you to listen to the words of Mr. Oblado. Here is a man who is just as brash and ignorant as he can be, but he's telling you what's going to happen in the future, and if you don't listen, you're the fool.
In 5 years, the Hispanics are going to be the majority population of the state.
You also made the statement that California is going to become a Hispanic state. And
you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Kids. I'm Ray Mines, News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
Info to go on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Do-it-yourselfers, here's great news. Home Wizards with Cindy Dole is on News Talk 870 KRLA every Saturday at 8 a.m. just in time for you to pick up on valuable tips on your weekend home or garden project. Stay on top of the latest home improvement trends with Home Wizards, your radio home for all things home improvement. Saturdays at 8 a.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. For more info to go to KRLA870.com.
You're a business person. Your company means everything to you, which is why your advertising should be in the hands of a seasoned professional. Talk to Tony Marks, account executive for News Talk 870 KRLA Radio. Reaching over 300,000 listeners a week can get you the results you want.
Hi, I'm Tony Marks, and I'll get you the response you want so you can concentrate on your business, not your advertising. Call me, Tony Marks, at 310-9...
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. We got a full board. Yeah, what else is new? We're going to get to everybody, I promise. But first, a word from our sponsor, Mr. Jonathan Rose, the Capital Gold Group. This is safestgold.com. The number is 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, Terry, first of all, it's great to be on the show with you again this evening.
As always.
Gold is going through the roof. We keep telling everyone it's going up. The bottom line is, folks, gold is going up. It's going to continue to go through the roof this year. Expect $600-$700 an ounce very quickly. And this is the time to jump in and capitalize on the profits in the gold market. And another little secret, Terry, palladium this year is going to be a huge mover because General Motors just announced recently that they're taking one of their facility plants and changing all the platinum they use in the catalytic converters to palladium. So you're going to see palladium shooting through the roof. Gold's there. It offers you security. Everyone should be holding on to it. And they can find out how to protect themselves in precious metals with our gold guide for this year, the 2006 gold guide. They can call Terry at 1-800-310-9594. 510-9594, and they can find out how to protect themselves with solid gold.
You know, Jonathan, I've got a feeling that if a lot of people that don't get in now are going to be kicking themselves next year at this time saying, why didn't I do it back then when I had a chance while it was still affordable? You know what I mean?
Right. And we've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah, we have.
And every time, you know, I think there's been one week when I've spoken to you and gold, you know, it didn't do much that week. But besides that, every week we've seen, you know, gains in gold. And that's because the dollar's shrinking, the trade deficit's growing, and people are sick and tired of the way our economy is just so slow right now. Other countries' economies are growing faster than ours. But you can, you know, not just capitalize on the fact that the dollar's going down, but the fact that gold offers security and privacy. You can get our gold guide, 1-800-510-9594, or go to our website, www.safeasgold.com, and request our gold guide on there.
All right, folks, that number is 1-800-510-9594. That's 1-800-510-9594. We will give that information out again at the end of the show. Jonathan, thank you so much for coming on with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Terry. Have a great evening.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's get to the phones now. Let's go to our buddy Zony on a cell phone. Zony, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, your show is wonderful, and good evening to everyone across the country. Yesterday, as you know, Terry, we went and we were expecting you, but, you know, next time.
I had an important meeting I had to go to yesterday.
We went to Burbank and protest against the criminal employers, like the CEO from Home Depot, and sorry for the commercial. And
It's okay. Anytime you want to say Home Depot in a negative light, feel free.
Absolutely. And all these supervisors, you know, I create my own group now. I know you. Sometimes people don't like me to talk in Espanol, but it's only the first work. It's called Familias Against Criminal Employers.
Oh, that's good. I like
because,
it.
Because I'm tired of playing hide and seek. You know, I think the root, and I will always say that, I'm not trying to, not saying that the people who look like me, who are Latinos, proud like me, but unfortunately they are illegal immigrants or illegal aliens, and they don't have the right to be here. But at the same token, nationals or U.S. citizens who are employed with these corporations who are committing crimes knowingly that they are, you know, violating labor laws, and they laugh on your face or my face because they know that nobody's doing anything in Washington or locally. I think it's time at least I have a goal with my group to put at least 10 in jail this year.
I mean, well, Zony, one thing I'll say for you, you've always been consistent. And ever since I've known you, you've always been after these employers, as we should be, and I appreciate that. Why don't you give us one statement in Espanol for those out there who may be listening.
Todos los que están escuchando en español, gracias por escuchar a Terry Anderson, el number one, número uno. Por favor, sigan escuchando a Terry Anderson. Debemos de poner en la cárcel a los empleadores criminales. Thank you, Terry, and really, I really appreciate it. We might not agree. See, I'm not two or three faces. I always say to you, I'm sorry for my throat, but we were screaming, go back to your place, to the illegal immigrants, where there's some from Canada show up. You know, I told you before.
All of them. We want them all to leave, Zony. You remember, if you were listening to this show, when the Haitians landed here, I said, they were black like me. I said, take them out of here. We don't want anybody here illegally. We don't have the room for it. I don't care what the race is.
But again, what I say very briefly, I'm totally against the managers, the supervisors, and the employers, small business, large corporations, CEOs like Mr. Bornelli, that's the name of that corrupt Home Depot Corporation. We will put you in jail this year if you are listening. We will do it. It's going to take a lot of work with the corrupt politicians, including my president, unfortunately, President George Walker Bush. Mr. Bush speaks Espanol, but we're going to make him listen, you know.
Well,
so thank you so very much.
Zony, there's one more person. There's a lady named Catherine Gallagher. Have you ever talked to her from Home Depot? She's one of the spokespeople, as John and Ken would call them.
She might be a joke.
Spokeshole.
She might be just the face. They put her in there to
right.
make the company to look good.
She made some very racist statements to me one day about how they were reaching out to Latin workers only. They only wanted Hispanics, hire more Hispanics. I said, well, what about black people? What about Jewish people?
Absolutely.
What about Asians? You know what she told me?
People in Beverly Hills is going to have it too, with all my respect to them, because they have so many food businesses, a hospitality business, that they violate labor law too. And it's not right. We have to get to the main point. The root of the evil are the employers, because they're the ones who are the attraction. It's like the cocaine business that I shared with you before. As soon as we don't kill the cocaine users, we're going to have people producing the stuff.
Well, you know, I'm just as angry at the users as I am those who grow it, those who bring it in, those who peddle it on the street.
Not one issue only.
They are all.
We have so many things that we have
Zoni,
in our country.
All people that participate are part of the problem. And when it comes to illegal immigration, the guy that comes across the border, the employer, the politician who allows it, and those of us who sit back and do nothing. Nobody will ever say that about you. I got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call, Zoni.
Number one. Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. Let's go to Barbara Cole, calling from Orange County. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Chair. We were thrilled. I was thrilled to hear Alan Wall was, and we thank God he is home safely. And I was thrilled to hear him on your program. I am putting him in touch with the person who is a very courageous person who is going to be our keynote speaker on Wednesday the 25th, Mayor Alan Mansoor of Costa Mesa.
Courageous man.
You bet he is. And I'm going to put him and Alan Wall in touch. And we want to invite your listeners to be at our meeting on Wednesday the 25th at 7:30 p.m. at the Garden Grove Women's Center to support him in his very courageous effort to halt the illegal alien invasion in our cities. And if anybody wants any details, please feel free to contact CCIR at our toll-free number, 866-NO-ILLEGALS.
All right, Barbara, I hope you have a successful meeting, and I want to thank you folks. 866-NO-ILLEGALS for information. Mr. Mansoor is a very, very courageous man. He's doing what the rest of these politicians should be doing and are not. He is a good example. All right, kid, take care.
Thank you so much, Ter. God bless.
All right, let's go to Ron, calling from points north of Los Angeles. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm up in Eureka.
Eureka, California.
Yeah, I had to leave. Listen, I have a warning for all of your peace officers in the state of California and throughout the United States. If you go up on a website, powderburns.org, and listen to a man named Stella Castillo, what's going on in Laredo, Texas, is all across the country now. These Zetas that were trained at the School of the Americas and at Fort Benning, Georgia, have now joined forces with MS-13 on the other side of the border. And they have gone, and here's what they've done, Terry Anderson. They have actually put out a bounty of $50,000 a head for every peace officer in the United States that their little gang butchers out here in the streets. Remember Deputy David March?
Absolutely.
How him and his family went to Washington, D.C. and actually begged this crippled thug to bring back his killer back to the United States. Well, they didn't do that, and they're never going to do nothing like that. You peace officers in the United States, it's your day to petition your chiefs, so-called. Petition these governors of these states to shut these damn borders down. Remember, boys and girls, all of you, if anything ever happens to these brave, courageous men or women who wear a shield in this country, you're going to have anarchy faster than you think you are, because of the fact that if you don't stop this goings-on on these borders, you're going to suffer something that... Now, Terry Anderson and I have been down in South Central Los Angeles through two riots. Riots are one thing. Anarchy is something different.
Totally different.
These peace officers,
uncontrollable.
These peace officers are going to go home, grab their families if they can, and they're leaving.
Head for Idaho.
They're going to head out of this state and head for the mountains, because we have a bunch of governors and a bunch of so-called chiefs in the California Highway Patrol, Sheriff's Department, and LAPD. They're taking a blind eye to all of this. But remember, boys and girls, anytime that you have this much corruption going on in our own country. It all goes back to Washington, D.C. and all of these governors. They can sit there in their ivory towers if they want to, but they're going to come knocking on their front doors too, especially when all of the peace officers have left. These honorable men and women, when I was in Los Angeles, Terry, I called every station, whether I was in their district or not, and I said, thank you for your service to the city, and thank you for the service to this country. We don't need any more memorial walls.
No, we don't.
What we need is honorable men and women to step up to the plate and realize that those borders got to be shut down.
They do. Got to go,
and
Ron.
They got to be shut down right now.
Got to go, Ron. Thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate it, and have a good life up there in Eureka. You're still in California, and I know you did it mostly for your dad, and we appreciate all you've done for us. Let's go to Michelle now, calling from Phoenix. She's with Mothers Against Illegal Aliens. Michelle, how's it going?
Good, Terry. How are you?
Pretty good.
Thank you for taking my phone call.
Oh, absolutely. What's the latest with your group?
Well, the latest was Mia was honored to speak at a press conference with Tom Tancredo this week over at the State Capitol steps. And we had Russell Pierce there. Unfortunately, we had no media coverage on the local news, but oh well, we probably expected that one. However, we also had our boycott of Home Depot at 36th Street and Thomas this Saturday, and we're having another one this Saturday and every Saturday until Home Depot cleans up its act. And we all know why and what Home Depot is up to as far as discrimination and building those little day labor center areas.
Well, one of the
things I wanted to talk about today was education for the children here in Phoenix, because it was brought to my attention that there's a few schools here that are saying the Pledge of Allegiance in Spanish. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can believe it. Absolutely.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
And I actually have a father who has sent me some homework from his son that's in Spanish and English, and it's in Spanish first, and he's in third grade. How confusing is this for a little kid? Is this unbelievable?
It really is, and it's happening all over the country where the demographics are changing.
I don't know if enough Americans know what is happening to our legal children, and that is what Mothers Against Illegal Aliens is about, protecting our American children in our education and not dumbing down our American children for our future. It's just unbelievable.
Well,
we have judge, what's his name, District Judge Collins, who ordered that penalty up to $2 million a day if they fail to act to educate the English learners here in Phoenix. And those are our tax dollars that the American people here in Phoenix
wasted.
Need to know.
Totally wasted, Michelle.
Absolutely.
You mentioned a name a few minutes ago, Russell Pierce. A better ally you couldn't have.
He's a wonderful man.
Oh, there's the real and the not real. He's about as real as it gets. Trust me on that. But I've known him for years,
and he's
a fabulous guy.
You are absolutely right. He's a gem.
All right, Michelle, we got to move on. I want to thank you. Stay in touch. Let us know how you. You know, when you start these new groups, it's kind of hard to get off the ground, and there's always problems. But let us know how it's going, and keep doing your press conferences. The media will show up, I guarantee.
No, I know, and I appreciate that. Can I just give our webpage up?
Sure.
Okay, it's mothersagainstillegalaliens.org, and you can reach us anytime on the web.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Michelle,
you
take care.
Take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, let's go to Michael calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Michael, what do you hear? What do you say?
How are you?
Pretty good.
Is this Terry Anderson?
Yes, sir.
Terry, are you the Terry Anderson that spoke to us at the Chicago Minuteman Conference to Secure America?
That was me.
Terry, well, you wouldn't remember me, but I heard you, and I spoke with you for about 15 minutes, half an hour afterward. I'm the tall, skinny guy with not enough hair to spit at, and I wanted to call you and say and tell your audience how credible you were, how wonderful you were, and how you told us about a life in Los Angeles that, dear sir, I had no idea existed.
Well, it does, and I thank you for that, Michael. It does exist here, and that's one of the tools that I have, is to be able to tell people about my existence here and to warn them how bad it can possibly get where you live.
Yeah.
You know, that is very important.
It's absolutely right, and I'm a member of the Minutemen Project of Arizona, and before that of Civil Homeland Defense. I've been trained. I've been on the border. I've been on our northern border. We have a water border up here. We are in kindergarten. We are in first grade relative to
illegal immigration.
Well, we have the PhDs out here.
You are in college, baby.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
And I know that. And I just wanted to say that I think we're going to meet again. And I want to come to Los Angeles to see more about this and spend more time in Southern California. I'm going down to the border again. You are absolutely right, sir. We are praying for you. And it was a pleasure to hear you and meet you.
Well, that's mutual, Michael. I appreciate the call, and thanks for giving us the call from Minneapolis. We appreciate it.
You're going to hear from me again.
Okay. You take care. Let's go to Dylan calling from Austin, Texas. Dylan, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Perry, I'm first-time caller.
Thank you, sir.
I love you.
Appreciate it.
I'm a veteran myself and a member of the Central Texas Militia, and I am an ambassador from Texans against checkpoints, but I'm not going to argue on that point. I just wanted to point out, though, that our central government is the one inhibiting the militias from carrying out the laws. And we're ready to move under the guidance of county sheriffs.
Well, the word militia is not a dirty word to me. I'm not a militia member, but I understand.
Well, it shouldn't be if you know the Constitution.
Absolutely, and there comes a time when people have to do for themselves.
Actually, every able-bodied man is part of the militia, includes you, sir.
Well, and I totally agree with what you guys are doing. I believe that there's a time in life when if the government's not doing for you, you have to pick up and do it yourself.
Well, actually, it's not the Mexicans keeping us from kicking them out of the country. It's our central government.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's always been our problem. And I say this all the time. If your house is getting broken and the police won't help you, you put bars on it. You buy a pistol. You get a dog. You do whatever you got to do for yourself. That's what we're going to have to start doing. The Minutemen was a good example of that. Some of these militias are a good example. And the other thing about it, Dylan, we have to understand that our government is no longer looking out for our interests. They're looking out for the interests of everybody but us Americans. And that angers me. It angers a lot of other people. And I'm afraid of what's going to happen in this country if they don't start understanding that. We've got to get their attention.
Well, I'll tell you, Terry, these checkpoints, for so-called sobriety checkpoints, they're not used for that, and they have been and will be used to disarm us.
Well, that may be, but you and I will disagree on that. If that's what it's going to take to get the illegal aliens out of my community, I'm all for it.
Well, I think you need to go back and read the Fourth
Amendment. I won't go back and read anything, Dylan. If they're going to use it like they did in Ontario...
I took an oath to God to protect the Constitution.
Well, that may be, and I believe in the Constitution. I read it on a daily basis. But let me say this. If that's what it's going to take to get illegal aliens out of my community, then I'm for it. So if you want to call and talk about immigration, call and talk about immigration. You said you weren't going to make a big issue about the checkpoint.
I'm talking about immigration. The central government is keeping the militia from carrying out the laws.
Well, I appreciate your call, Dylan. You're absolutely right. We agree on that. Thanks for the call, buddy. Keep listening. Take care. Let's go to Eric calling from L.A. Eric, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. Terry, I just want to say to all the listeners, anybody listening to your show is obviously very clued into this, and they have a personal responsibility to wake up all their lazy friends who are asleep and more concerned about sports and celebrities than protecting their own country against the illegal alien invasion. And
totally
they have
agree.
Got to contact their congressmen and both of their senators and just keep it short and sweet. Don't go into some big, long speech, but just say, no guest worker program. If you vote for guest worker, you will never get my vote in the future.
Eric, Eric, that is the best advice you can give people. Don't call them with a long monologue.
They won't read it.
They're not going to read it. Keep it short.
Two sentences.
There you go. Keep it short.
No guest worker program.
Right.
If you vote for it, I'll never vote for you again.
Same thing if you call their offices. The same thing. Always keep it short. That's very important.
Yeah,
that's good advice.
Email, because they don't read those. Call.
Push of a button and the email is gone.
Yeah. Call or fax.
I agree.
Thanks, Eric.
Eric, thanks for the call. That's good advice.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, let's go to Jerry. Calling from Victorville. Jerry, not much time. What do you say, buddy?
Well, thank you for having Mr. Wall on.
He's a good man.
Mr. Wall's been on George Button Show 100 times, too, and we appreciate that. This is my answer to the man that called you a minute about the Republican Party, the Central Committee. It won't happen right away, but eventually the Republican Party will be replaced out of the Democratic Party by a constitutional party. But until that happens, we have to do two things. One, we have to enforce the RICO law against any pro-alien activists. Secondly, we have to inform the president that if he does not inform, take out the Marone Doctrine and use it against the Chinese and everyone else who's in Central America, South America, we're going to fire him. Well, you've got to fire him anyway, so it doesn't make any difference. And as thirdly, please support Terry Anderson and Mike Edwards and all the rest of those. Please double your donations. We sure would appreciate it. And support H.R. 4437.
Absolutely.
You get a hold of your congressmen and your senators up here in California. You tell them if they don't do it, you're going to yank them out by a stack and swivel.
That's all they understand. Thanks, Jerry.
God bless.
Appreciate it, buddy. You know what, folks? That is so true. We've got to support those who are doing for us, and those who aren't, well, you know, pull your support. Don't give it to them. It's very important. And we got some things coming up. I'm going to be in Washington in 2 weeks. I'm going to be there again in April. Mark Edwards is doing something in Las Vegas and on the Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be big. There's a lot of things going on, folks. So stay tuned, and maybe you can make some of them. Let's go to Michael calling from L.A. Michael, not much time.
Yeah, hi. Today on the radio I heard there's a guy by the name of Manuel Vasquez from the University of Florida. He's a professor there. He's originally from El Salvador, and he wrote a book called Globalizing the Sacred, which means, as I listened to his discussion, that you have a bunch of new small religions other than Christian with people who are speaking languages other than English coming into this country. And the pitch that they're pitching down there in Latin America is that they're coming up here to convert us because God told them to. That's what he says. He said it's called liberation theology, which they try to pull off in the Catholic Church, and then faith-based communities, which is just communism. And so these people are inspired, they tell us, this guy's saying, to come up here and convert us to this new kind of globalized religion, globalized.
Gotta go, Mike. Michael, we're at the end of the show. I appreciate the call. They can't globalize me, and they can't convert me. But I appreciate.
But that's a pitch that they're giving them down there to get them to come up here and justify it as God told them to do it.
All right, Michael. Thanks for the information. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, folks, it's a little bit of everything tonight. You know what? About the checkpoints that Dylan was mentioning, I'm not one of these conspiratorial guys, and I assume that he's an American, and I study the Constitution more than anybody I know. But let me say this. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say we can't have a checkpoint. And I think checkpoints have got a lot of people off the street who were drunk drivers who wouldn't have been gotten off without that. And if they're going to use it to take our weapons, then that's the time we revolt, okay? And until then, I say it's a good thing. That's just my opinion. No offense, Dylan, but that's just my opinion. We'll just agree to disagree on that. Went to a meeting yesterday, folks. Don't have any time to talk about it. The show's at the end, but I will mention it next week. We'll get a little bit on it. The Urban Policy Roundtable, always a nice place to be. They get a lot of good done for the community. And I learned some things yesterday. We'll talk about it next week. I'm also going to be the speaker there on a panel in March. We'll also talk about that later. I want to remind all you folks to go see our buddy Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue, Camelback when you're in Phoenix. And this week with the Swings, two very good columns, folks. Domestic Spying 101 and I Owe My Soul to the AARP Store. Good stuff. This week with the Swings on our website. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, for handling the show tonight, and Mel Haffenfeld for taking your calls. We really appreciate it. Remind you that we do need your help to stay on the air, folks. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We have the new calendars out. Anybody that wants one, send us a note. And those of you who contribute by PayPal, send us a note. Say you contributed by PayPal. We'll get you a calendar. No problem. We appreciate everything you folks do for us. I want to remind you of those three websites we talk about every week, folks, the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And don't forget to call Jonathan Rose at 1-800-510-9594. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.